Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Dalet. We are up to Siv Beis. We are in the last line of page Reish Chavav. We're about to turn on to page 452. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Rishus HaRabim Atzma Einani Teres Ela B'dlosos. The Mechaber tells us that a public domain, Rishus HaRabim, itself cannot become mutter unless there are doors. Vehushen in Olos Balaila, and these doors have to be closed at night. Vyesh Omrim Afal Pishainun in Olos. Some say as long as there are doors, even if they are not closed at night, it's gonna be okay. Avotsaril Shia Ruuyos Linoil. Even though the second opinion does not require that the doors are closed at night, but he does require that they have to be fit to be closed at that night, they have to be Ru'uy Lino. Shem Hayu Mishukos Ba'afar. Mean to say, if the doors were stuck in dirt, mifana osan, you have to clear out the dirt, umisaknan shiyu ruyos linoil, you have to clear it out and make the doors in such a way that they are fit to be closed at night. The achar sha'oso latikun tlosos, and after one made a fixing up of doors for the Rishus HaRabim, chashuva kula kachatzer achas, it's all considered one big chatzer, the aim of oseha tzrichen tikun, and then the individual mavuos that are inside do not need to be fixed up in any way. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Hey, Rishus HaRabim Atzma, Tahainu Ruchovos Ushvakim HaRuchovim Tes Zayin Amo. We're talking over here about roads and marketplaces that are 16 amos wide, Umufuloshin Mishar Lashar, and they go from one gate to another gate all the way through the city, Ukidleel Besimin Shin Mem Hey Sev Zayin, like we saw earlier, in the beginning of Chelek Dalet. The Ayin Sham Besivches Vites, the Yesh Od Mine Rishus HaRabim. Look over there. Sivches and Sivtes and Simon Shin Mem Hey. We saw other categories of what could be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Sivkotan Vav, it can't be fixed up unless there are dlosos. Mikan umikan. These dlosos have to be on both sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Da Yidei Zeh Nasas Kechotosh HaRabim. Through the dlosos being there, and being closed, according to the first opinion, it makes it in to a chatzer shel rabbim. Aval tzuras haPesach lo mahani, but a tzuras haPesach is not good enough. Afilu im yaseu mishnei tzadav, even if you make a tzuras haPesach on both sides of the shel rabbim, that will not help you. V'yesh poskim this svira luhu, there are poskim that hold this sagi b'delas mitzad echad. It's enough to have doors on only one side of the Rishus HaRabim kishin in Elas Balayla, when they're closed up at night. De'ein zeh Rishus HaRabim, because that already makes it not a Rishus HaRabim. Kevan shemoneh rabim milavo mishar l'shar, because even just one door prevents the rabim from going through from gate to gate. And the mele v'sagi mitzad hasheni b'lech yokora. So this shita that's more lenient says, as long as you have dlasas that are ne'ulos on one side of the Rishus HaRabim, the other side can be fixed up with just a lech yokora. U'kimo just like we have in general, by a mavui that is closed up on three sides, the fourth side needs a lech yakora. Once you close up one side of the Rishus HaRabim and you make it into a mavui, even though it might be more than 10 amos, we saw already earlier in the Be'alocha that the lechi would just have to be a little bit wider, so the lechi would make it that it's 10 amos or less. But according to the Shita, you close up one side with doors, the other side, a lech yokora. The first opinion said you have to have dlosos specifically on both sides. And this is all going in the first Shita that says that the doors have to be closed at night. Sivkatan Zayin. Shayidei zen nizbatel mimena shem Rishus HaRabim. Through having doors that are closed at night, we cancel out from it the shem Rishus HaRabim. She'ein adoma ledigle midbar. It's no longer like the golem, how they traveled in the midbar. Shaya pasua kol shah, that was always open. It was an open area in the desert. Sivkatan Ches goes on the second sheet of the Mechaber, brings down that there are those who say that even if the doors are not closed, as long as they are fitting to close, it's good enough. Says the Mishabura, Midahetik HaMechaber Deya Rishona B'Stama, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings down the first opinion, Stam, V'Deya HaShniya B'Shem Yesh Omrim, and the second opinion is only brought down as a Yesh Omrim, Mashma D'Daito Kadeya Rishona. It's Mashma, the Mechaber is going like the first Shita, that you need to have D'losos D'Nolos B'Lailo, the doors have to actually be closed at night. V'Hinei Midivri HaShulchan Aruch Muchach, from the words of the Mechaber it's clear, De'ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim ki'im bedlasos, that there is no way to fix up a Rishus HaRabim except through doors. U'bayoro shalonu, when it comes to our cities, sheminog ha'olam l'sakin a'idei tzuras ha'pesach, where the custom has evolved that they fix them up through a tzuras ha'pesach, af sh'rechovaseh rechovim harbi, even though there are roads in our cities that are very wide, u'mufuloshin mishar l'shar, and they go from gate to gate, v'gam pa'omim rabos holech derech ha'melotoch ha'ir, And many times the Derech HaMelech goes through the city, Umidina Havei Rishus Harabim Gomrai Dezeh, and through all these criteria, it's really considered a full Rishus Harabim, Kedleel Besimin Shinmeh Hei, and yet they're fixing it up with the Torah HaPesach. The Al Korachot the Somchen Al HaYesh Omim Shebesimin Shinmeh Hei. So you have to say that what they're relying on is the Yesh Omim that we learned way back in Shinmeh Hei, the Rishus Harabim Lo Havei Elo Imkein Shishim Ribo Bokimbo, that they hold like the Shita that says, it's only a real Rishus Rabbim if there are 600,000 passing through, Vizein Matzvei, and that's not common. So even though the road might be wide, it might go Mishar Lashar, Derech HaMelech might go there, but if there aren't 600,000 people passing through, that would not be a Rishus Rabbim. So that's what they're relying on to be Matir through a Tzuras HaPesach. Omnam B'emes Harbe Rishonim Chokum Ala Yishon Ranau. But as we've discussed previously, many Rishonim argue on this Yesh Omrim, like we discussed at length in Simen Shinem Hei, the Alkein, and therefore af de ein limchos la'acher hanuhakim luhakim al-dei Tzuras HaPesach, even though you certainly should not protest against those who are being noheg leniency by fixing up the Rishus Rabbim with the Tzuras HaPesach, shekein nogu me'olam al-pi das ha-poskim ha-mekilim hazeh, because that's how they're being noheg always through the poskim that are lenient, mikomokom kol ba'al nefesh yachmir la'atzmo, but every ba'al nefesh should be machmir for himself, shalo letalto ha'idei Tzuras HaPesach levad, and he should not be carrying in this Rishus Rabbim if it's only closed up with the Tzuras HaPesach, v'ayin v'alocha. So this is a summary of what we saw before. Ba'al nefesh should be machmir, and he should treat our Rishus Rabbim as a Rishus Rabbim, even though it doesn't necessarily have 600,000 people that are passing through. Let's look in the Bi'ar Locha, the Ramaskal, the Achash Sha'osala. Mostly a summary of what the Mishabura says, he adds in a few points. Hinei Mavur B'Siv Zet. Behold, it is clarified in this sif, Debrishus HaRabim Boid Losos Lukui Alma, that according to everyone, a Rishus HaRabim requires doors to close it up in order to matter carrying inside. Uledea Kamaisa Tzarech Linol. According to the first opinion, the doors have to be closed. V'ilav Hochi Osu L'tata Midaraisa. And if the doors are not closed at night, it's also to carry their Midaraisa. Uledea Basraisa Dai Beruyos Linol. According to the second shita, as we've said, it's enough that they're fitting to be locked. V'imkein Koshal Minuk Olam. And if so, it's very difficult what the minhag olam is. Shemistapkin b'tzuras ha-pesach, that they're having enough by just having a tzuras ha-pesach. B'rishus ha-rabim shuroch of yud vav amo mufulosh mishal ashar. They're closing up a road that is 16 amos wide, that's mufulosh from gate to gate, and all they're doing is a tzuras ha-pesach. V'lismoch al shita d'lididon leislam rishus ha-rabim gamkin koshem od. To say that they're relying, like the Mishabura said, they're relying on the shita that holds that our rishus ha-rabim are not really rishus ha-rabim, is very difficult to say. The be'emes rov rishonim sovrim d'gam b'didon ikar rishus ha-rabim. Because after all, most rishonim hold that even we have a rishus ha-rabim. So I am a mishkinos Yaakov sheherach b'zeh. V'imkein kosher lismoch al zeh b'isr skila. So although it's a machlokes, but most poskim say we have a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore when it comes to an isr skila, it's very hard to rely on the other poskim. V'hanochon desomchen al shitas harambam. And the correct answer to the minhag olam is they're relying on the shita of the Rambam, the pasuk Rabbi Elazar, that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar, the lo asu rabim umavatli mechitza, that the Rambam does not come through and mevatli mechitza, uadidei, and according to him, bevadei min haTorah sagi b'tzuras haPesach, for sure it's enough midaraisa just to have a tzuras haPesach, velo nishalonu ki im isra derabbanan. And then once you have the tzuras haPesach that takes it out of the deraisa, it's only going to be a derabbanan. The Yesh Gam L'Rabbi Elazar below Losos, that even Rabbi Elazar will require Losos D'Rabbanon, Ukedemucha Me'arambam, like it's clear in the Rambam, Ubazeh, once it's downgraded to a D'Rabbanon, Efshir D'Yesh Lismoch Adeya De'ein Rosh Hasharabim Elo B'Shishim Ribo. Then maybe you could rely on the more lenient Shita that says there's no Rosh Hasharabim if there's not 600,000 people. Velohavi Ela Carmelis, and it's only a Carmelis, Ulohachi Sagi V'Sorah HaPesach, and therefore they're knowing that Sorah HaPesach is okay. Umikomokom Lav Derek Fushihi. This is not a very great path to be going on. The Rofa Poskim Hetiku Rabbi Yochanan. Because most Poskim don't go like Rabbi Lazar, they go like Rabbi Yochanan. The below the Losos Nu'ulos Yesh Chiv Chatos. That without the doors that are closed, there is an Issa Daraisa Chiv Chatos. The Gam Kula Zo De Ein Rishis Rabbim below Shishim Ribu, and even this Kula. That there's no Rishis Rabbim without 600,000. Harbi Rishonim Pliki Ale. Many Rishonim argue on this. The Alkain, and therefore, after Ein Limchos Biat Holam Shinogul Hakel, even though we shouldn't protest against the Minhag HaOlam That is to be lenient. Aval bal nefesh yachmir latzvo, but bal nefesh again should be machmir for himself. Ki yesh bazeh grora dechiv chatos, because this is a grora dechiv chatos. V'chein kosa b'sefer beis meir. So we see the Chavos Chaim is not very fond of relying on the fact that we go like the poskim that our Rosh Hashanah is not really Rosh Hashanah. He really says that bal nefesh should be machmir to consider our Rosh Hashanah as a regular Rosh Hashanah. And meila, the only way to fix it up would be through dlosos and ulos on both sides, according to the more machmir sheet of the Mechaber over here. We will stop here and continue with Siv Gimel at Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.